Okay, guys, it is 8:02, so I'm going to go ahead and get us rolling, and anybody who calls in will just have to join us a little late. So it is the end of the month, so we get to see the final numbers for the month, and I'm going to get started here with our top weekly producers. And I know we have a lot of new people that have joined us in the last couple of weeks, and so some of you I know are just now getting familiar with all the different things we need to know and all the terminologies, and one that you'll hear a lot is APV, or annual premium volume. And when I go over all these leaderboards, that's one of the main things that I'm talking about. APV is very simple. It's basically when you take a client and you issue a policy for them and they pay a monthly premium, you multiply that times 12, that's going to give you the annual premium volume. And so when we list the top weekly producers, we're looking at those who produce the most APV for this week. And, guys, we have got some hugely massive numbers. My eyes were popping out. So I'm going to get going with number 10 here. We have Maria Villarreal with $3,257. Number 9, straight out of Yates, rookie writer Jamie Jarvis at $4,826. Number 8, Curtis Knight with $6,439. Number 7, Nate Offert with $7,287. Number 6, Brad Smith with $7,434. Number 5, Aaron Hollab with $7,919. Number 4, Mike Colburn with $20,390. Number 3, Marlon Faulkner with $52,761. Number 2, Jonathan Stein with $58,754. And number 1 for the week is Matt Smith with $226,000. $226,058, number 1 for the week. So, gosh, wow, what a week, guys. So then you can imagine with that being just 1 week, what the whole month looks like. So my fingers are getting tired on the keypad. So the top 10 producers for the entire month of October are number 10, Roger Holmes with $16,436. Number 9, Brian Saylor with $17,856. Number 8, Aaron Hollab with $29,292. Number 7, Nate Offert with $40,018. Number 6, Brad Smith with $40,661. Number 5, Mike Colburn with $52,219. Number 4, Curtis Knight with $59,784. Number 3, Marlon Faulkner with $63,948. Number 2, John Stein with $75,826. And number 1 for the month of October is Matt Smith with $352,421. So huge, guys. Great job this month. And awesome. I'm totally flabbergasted by those numbers. So awesome. And I know that at Put Training, you're going to go over the top producers in 2015. And I don't think I've actually read this slide yet, this maybe once or twice this year. So I thought I would list you the top 10 producers for the year 2015 as of right now, as of today, when I ran the numbers. So number 10 for the year so far, Vlad Stefanovic at $142,600, Larry Black with $142,824, number 8, Zoltan Kovacs with $149,159, number 7, Joy Haley with $154,049, number 6, Brian Saylor with $176,223, number 5, Mike Colburn with $211,297. Number 4, Nate Offert with $267,232. Number 3, Brad Smith with $291,751. Number 2, Curtis Knight with $302,817. And number 1 for the year so far, Matt Smith with $511,483. Guys, that's like 500,000 on one agent. That's amazing. So I'm just in awe of these numbers. You know, we've got phenomenal leaders. I've always known that, but for those of you who weren't at the SWAT training this last weekend, man, whether you couldn't get there or you chose not to go, you need to be at the next one. It was nothing like the first one I went to. It was completely different, but I learned, you know, I learned so many new things, and I walked away. It was a life-altering experience, and I don't use those terms freely and loosely. So, you know, you didn't make it this time, okay, whether you couldn't or you chose to, try to get to the next one with everything you've got. Make a way, because it was truly, truly, you know, to sit there and you look up on the platform and you see, you know, Matt and Brad and Nate and Paul and Marlon, and I know I'm probably leaving someone out, but it was phenomenal to look up there and see that much. That was a whole lot of wisdom and knowledge on a stage right there, years and years of it. And, you know, you can't find that just anywhere. And so just to give honor to them, the words they spoke, the testimonies they shared, the things they taught, you are not going to find anywhere else. And it was truly, truly an experience. And I'm not sure who I'm giving this call over to, but I do know that any of them, what you can obtain from them and the heart that they have to help you guys, I've never met managers or mentors like that. So their heart is for you to succeed. And so just amazing. So I'm passing it off here.
Thanks, Jen. This is Brad Smith. I don't know, Nate, if you have anything that you wanted to add to that. I know that just a ridiculous week, a ridiculous month. I cannot believe the quality of people that we're attracting to this business. It's just, it's mind-blowing to me. The fact that last week, and we're at, 2.5 years old into this business, 2.5 years, and almost everybody on this phone has never done interns before. This is a brand-new industry. I know it was for us and for Matt, for Nate, for Marlon, for, you know, most of the top leaders have never even been in this industry before. And the fact that 2.5 years later, in a week, we did over $400,000. In a month, we did $922,000, almost a million. It is just, it's unbelievable to me. And what's exciting to me is that we're just getting started. It's just getting started. So if you're new to this call, if you're new to this team, new to this company, you couldn't be at a better place at a better time. It is, I mean, we're getting things figured out. The growing pains are pretty much gone. The leadership is where they need to be. I mean, it's just so exciting. I spent some time last week in Portland, Oregon. I got a chance to spend some personal time with Brian Pope and Edward Pritchett, and just hearing the vision that they've got, I just know that we are just getting started, just hitting the tip of the iceberg. And congratulations to I kind of feel bad because there's so many people that had such great weeks and great months that Aaron Hall, the fact that at $29,000, almost $30,000, a year ago, that would have put him by far in number one position. But the fact that he's number eight at almost $30,000 for the month, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And Marlon, I know Marlon Faulkner had the best month, not only the best month that he's ever had, but pretty much tripled the best month that he had ever had. Unbelievable. And then Matt Schmidt, 300 and some thousand. What's happening, guys, is the bar is going up. The bar is getting pushed higher and higher and higher. And I was talking to Marlon Faulkner earlier today, and Marlon, I know you're on the phone. I cannot remember the guy's name. Joy Haley mentioned it too. She was her thought that gave me this idea, but the runner that for years and years and years. What's his name?
Roger Bannister.
Roger Bannister, first man to ever run a four-minute mile. People thought it was humanly impossible to run a four-minute mile. Ever since Roger Bannister did it, now there's over 20,000 people that have done it. So it puts belief in people's minds that it's possible. And now the fact that Matt goes out and writes a $100,000 policy, $100,000 APV. Client is paying $100,000 a year. The fact that that was possible, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Marlon, you wrote a $50,000 app. And then a brand new agent, Jonathan Stein, last week, second month in the business, writes a $50,000 app. And then Matt writes two more that are $100,000 apiece. And you're working on some more deals. And so some of this advanced market stuff, you see this, and it's just like, you know, I kind of feel bad because you got brand new people who are working so hard and they're doing so great. But just know that this is where things are going. You guys are going to be able to learn how to do some of this advanced stuff and go from making a couple thousand a month to 10,000 a month to 50,000 a month. It's not going to be uncommon, guys, in our group in a year from now. We will have agents who will make over $1 million a year on personal production. I don't know where you can go to make that kind of money. I just don't know. And it's so exciting to me. So I want to introduce you guys to the two people who are going to be hosting tonight's call. I'm extremely proud of both these guys. They are following the system. They're doing everything right. They're both focused on personal development. The first one, which is, you know, Marlon Faulkner, you just heard from him. Marlon has come such a long way. And a lot of you guys know his story. A lot of you guys don't. I don't know if you want to share your story or not, Marlon, but the fact that you've done three times the volume, you've got a growing team that's doing amazing things. You're in the top 10. I think actually you're number five largest base shop in the entire company for the year. You've done over $1 million in your first full-time year, at least second year. You know, this is just, I believe it's your second year in the business to do over $1 million as an agency. And you've got your top guy on the call tonight also, Derek Brock, who to me is just a great person all around. I mean, such a balanced person. And I know, Derek, you're going to be selling your business soon, or you may have already had it sold, and you've been building this from a part-time basis. Guys, listen to this story. He's built an agency from a part-time basis. He's 2 out of 3 months, from what I've been told, has hit 2 out of 3 months of agency manager, which is over $50,000 a month, 2 months in a row with over 7 riders, which is the qualification for agency manager. One more month, which is this month in November. If you're in Derek Brock's team, we need to come together as a team because this is his third month, and he'll break out as an agency manager and doing it part-time. Here's what's exciting to me, Marlon, is I don't know how many policies Derek has personally written, maybe one or two. To me, that's awesome that we have a business that somebody can come in part-time, recruit some great people, plug them into a system that Derek doesn't have to necessarily be the one to train them on. Hand them over to you, hand them over to Nate, hand them over to me or Matt or to the videos, the system. Let them train Derek's agents, and the fact that he's now positioning himself to be able to walk away from his business, to be able to sell the business and transition to full-time. I can't wait to hear from both of you guys. So thank you guys for hosting the call and excited to hear what you've got.
I appreciate that, Matt. This is Marlon Faulkner, and Director Nate offered, and just it has been a long 2 years, and excited about everything that's going on. And guys, understand this, and like Brad was saying, just with some of the numbers, some of the leverage planning deals and the large annuities, that's always been there. That's been there for 2 years. As I've developed, and as some of these guys, as Matt's developed, and as we've developed, these deals are now coming about. And so please understand this, every deal matters. Every deal matters. If you write a $30 app on somebody that changes their life, I'm just as fired up about that as I am about Matt's $200,000 deal. But the potential and what's possible is we're going to start teaching some of that when more and more people become aware and they can do the mortgage protection. Nate and Matt and Brad are going to start teaching this stuff so that everyone can do this. One of the things that I'm dumbfounded by, Brad and Matt and Nate, is that Jim talked about it. I don't want to skip over it, but that the bonus share pool, that $25,000, that's over 1,000 free leads that have been given out in the SWAT team. 1,000 free leads because someone went out and worked the business and just did what they're supposed to do. We've given out over 1,000 leads free to people. And that's what's mind-blowing to me, that you can come in here and have zero experience in insurance, zero knowledge of how to do this business, come in here and do what you're supposed to do, and then you get free business. I mean, that's phenomenal to me. So I'm definitely excited about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and I'm going to let Derek share. But one of the things, Matt, that I wanted to have, I've got a few people that are going to be on the call, and I'm going to let Derek end the call tonight, kind of sharing his story. But I wanted to touch on, because I know it was pretty – we didn't have a call last week. And like Jen said, if you missed SWAT training, you missed it. And, again, there's going to be other ones, but each time they're getting better and better and better and better. And the quality of people, Brad, I don't know if you would agree with this, the quality of people is getting better.
Absolutely.
Not that the quality of people wasn't good. I just knew I had some people on my team years ago that are all gone. And now I'm looking at, because I'm a praying guy, I want the right people on my team, and now I'm looking, and the right people are coming in. Not just in my organization, but with your organization, Brad, Matt, and, you know, with Ed Hall's team growing, and Nate's team with Dante, and some of his people we're going to have on the call tonight. And it's just phenomenal that the caliber of people that are coming into this, it's no wonder that some of the deals that are starting to go on, some of the things that are starting to go through with what's going on with SWAT team. I'm going to talk about this later, but we're at the right place at the right time. If there's any doubt in your mind, this is the right place at the right time. And before I bring Derek on, I'm going to have four or five people share, because I know for me, this is my third training, and I got a lot of stuff out of it. But I want to hear from some people that were, some of them are new, some of them have been out of trains before. But I want to touch on this, because I think some of the growth that we're experiencing, I think a lot of it's because of this SWAT training. We come out of these trainings, and we go through enormous growth. We came out of training. Some of our new people had their best month, their first week in the business, and they're already in the top 10 of the leaderboard. So I want to introduce a few people, and Derek, I'll bring you on last. But first, I want to, you know, just give you a few minutes. Derek Schwint, are you available?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Real quick, just take about 5 minutes. I want you to talk about, this is your second training, I think, and
yeah.
You decided to go full-time. You quit your job last month, I think it was. I just want you to tell everyone kind of what you got on a SWAT team and kind of how it's helped you this week. A week later, you've got four or five new recruits already this week, and I want you to just kind of go through and tell them what you got out of SWAT training and how you've already implemented it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate that, and I really appreciate the time being on the call. Excited to be on the call with such big numbers and the record and where this business is going, this opportunity is going. So I'm really thankful to have the time here. The SWAT training is my second training, and I have years. I have probably 7-8 years of training and conferences and events and all these things. And this second SWAT training, I thought it might be similar to the first one, and it wasn't at all. There's a couple things that were similar, but for the most part, it was probably 98% completely different from the first time. And just the ways of the success that's being had by our leaders, the things that they're doing right now, they're actually doing it, and they're telling us what they do. And this week, I noticed a big difference in just the way that I approach the phone, in my professionalism, in my stature, and it's all things that I got from the training, whether it's key phrases on what to say, whether it's how to just be there and be in that professional mindset when I get on the phone, you know, telling somebody no that you're talking to on a call. That doesn't really make sense maybe, but when you're making these dials and someone wants to tell you to call me back and you just say, no, I can't. It's amazing how simple that is and it works. I don't have a sales background really, so that was really simple, but I made that switch, and there was at least two appointments that I set this week that I wouldn't have set a week ago prior to the training, because I wouldn't have known what to say or I wouldn't have said the right thing. And now I have two more solid appointments from that, just a quick switch, a quick difference that I learned. And then just recruiting-wise, too, this week. I've got four new recruits. They all should be on the call. The quality of people, they're all great people. And my mindset to be able to talk to them and really share that this opportunity is, I fully believe this is the best opportunity in America. Hands down, no doubt about it. And now it's being proven even more with the numbers that we're seeing that, you know, that Matt and Brad and John Stein, and Mike Holbert, and yourself, Marlon, are putting up. It's just amazing. I couldn't be more happy and more thankful to be in the position I'm in. And one thing I'll just leave you guys with that I'm really realizing this is that you're not going to get what you want. You're only going to get what you become. And the personal growth and personal development that's required to make this business really grow is absolutely invaluable and really a requirement if you want this to really be what you want it to be. So thanks for the time.
Well, thank you, Derek. Good. I didn't know what he was going to say. That's good. And I know we talked about that, but it is. I read in The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, the book of the month, guys. If you don't get it, I was up the other day at 3 in the morning. I was reading. I read the first 5 chapters. But it says it's not about being at the right place at the right time, but it's really about being the right person at the right place at the right time. And that's why I said we're getting a great caliber of people, but you've got to realize in yourself, are you the right person? You know, not asking, is it hard, but is it worth it? The next people I want to have on the call, these people were, I think Nate talked to them a few times on the stage, but I felt like they were my parents. But just these quality of people, I think they're up in the Chicago area. They're on Dante and Shelby's Twine's team, and they're starting to grow their business. But when I met these people, just something comforting about them. And to have people like this in the business, I can't wait to get to know them. Rick, not Nick, Rick and Kim, are you guys available? Rick? All right, we're going to move on if he figures out how to unmute his line. The next person I want to talk to, I think this is his second or third conference, but he, out of Matt and Brad's organization, had some people with him. He didn't just come by himself. Aaron Hall, are you there?
I am here.
Real quick, just take a few minutes and tell everybody. I know that I found out today, I didn't know this is your third conference, and I think the first two you've been to by yourself, but there was a shift in really getting a team starting to grow and having people there. I just want you to talk about it. I know you're killing it. Like Brad said, you're $30,000 a week or a month, but just talk about the SWAT training and what it was like for you to have a team there, and what did you learn and how you're implementing it.
Well, yeah, and like Derek said earlier, I mean, every training has been so much different. I've been to all three. In the first one, I was there by myself, started out part-time, and what I got out of that first training amongst the various things that Derek kind of talked about, belief and conviction. And that belief and conviction in the system, belief and conviction in myself that this is something that I can do, that was a huge thing. And I knew right there that this was where I was going to hang my hat. This is what I wanted to do. And I carried that through, didn't end up going full-time until February. And when I came to that second training, Marlon, in April, I got to tell you, I was frustrated. I was mainly frustrated with myself because I did not have people there. I didn't build up the pipeline early enough. I didn't start recruiting early enough. And I just didn't have anybody there. And I knew that if I had people there learning the stuff that I learned at that first conference, that it would have made a huge impact in my business and in the people that I cared about that I was hoping to get to that conference. And that lit a fire inside of me. I remember talking to Brad at the end of that conference. I was so fired up, and Brad put his hand on my shoulder and said, Aaron, that emotion, that's not going to last. You got to tie it to something. You know, you got to have an action motivator, something that's going to get you out of bed in the morning, something that's going to push you through your illness, something that's going to keep your fire moving so that you can, you know, build this thing the way that you want to build it. And he's absolutely right. I got that fire going. I got 5 people there at conference. I pushed up my personal production. We always talk about how important it is to have a story, and that's what I've been trying to do, create a story with personal production. It's so much easier to talk to someone about this business when you're killing it. it's not as easy to talk about it when you're not killing it. But even if you're not killing it, you've got stories from, you know, we heard the numbers at the beginning of this call. There's tons of stories that you can share with people to recruit. So as far as what I got out of the third conference wasn't really about me. It was about watching the five people that I had there. It was watching them learning what I was learning. It was watching them change, seeing their eyes open to the possibilities of this opportunity, and knowing that this is going to change their lives. And that is so exciting to me. Some of the guys came in there not really knowing what to expect, not really knowing 100% what to think about this opportunity. And when they left there, their vision was clear, and they were like, hey, this is awesome. So it was a complete turnaround. So I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about having Mike Colburn and having access to his knowledge and expertise. You know, before this training, I didn't really know what to do with those clients that had the big money. And now I'm excited to be able to learn along his side. There's just so many things to be excited about right now. And now it's just time for everybody that was at that training to take massive action and apply what you learned, because, you know, it wasn't just a show. This was training, and now let's put that training to use.
That's awesome, brother. That's good. Yeah. Hello?
It's Rick.
Hey, Rick. We dropped you. I'll just go ahead and talk about training. I know that I talked to a few people that met you guys, just the quality of people you guys were, and just excited that you were just at the training. And so we want to hear kind of what you got out of it, because you guys are really brand new. I mean, not even licensed yet, and we're at the training. So take about 5 minutes and just talk about kind of what you got out of training and how you're going to implement it moving forward, and some of the things that are going on with you guys right now.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, thank you guys for allowing us to be on the call. And, you know, we were very green. Kim and I had no idea what to expect. We flew down there, just not having any idea what to expect from a conference like this. We were blown away. We're very pumped and stoked to be on board and to get on board. We're going through the motions now to make sure that, we can get in line with what the SWAT team is doing, because I'll tell you, I've had the pleasure and been very blessed in my life to have been in the corporate world for quite some time, and going through many of the type of conference settings like this. But we walked away, especially myself, walking away with several things that just really have, meant a lot to me. And one of which was I was very excited about the camaraderie there. You know, it's you guys have built a situation. The culture was my concern, not just the SWAT team, but what I could expect from Symmetry. And so what I got out of that was the culture of the group that you guys and the environment that you are building there. And we're talking to everybody from, you know, obviously to Nate and the Smiths and Marlon, of course, yourself, Paul, and everyone else there. What you guys are building there is a culture of this isn't all about me, it's about us. You know, and we really felt that right away. And so to be a part of that is kind of a family setting almost. But we know we're going to get the support. We know we're going to get the backup from people like yourself, Marlon, and of course everyone else there, Nate, and so on. Dante was just an amazing person. We're going to get that when we get out on the field. I'm not going to be too concerned with, hey, do I know everything? Am I prepared? Am I ready to do this? And so on and so forth. Because I know I've got you guys to call, and you stress that so much that it makes ourselves as advisors, not salespeople, but advisors, to be able to go out there and to expect that I don't have to worry about that. What I need to concern myself is, am I making the right calls? Am I making the right amount of calls? Am I making, if I'm getting prepared for that part of things, because once I step in the door, I know you've got our back. And so that's huge for us. It's huge for me. So that's one thing that really stood out. You know, the mindset that I'm going to speak about Nate right here. I don't know if he's on the call, but let me give you some kudos because there's great leadership in all of you. But I kind of, between him and Dante, I got this, you know, Nate's got this very good salesman type of personality, and Dante's got the knowledge of the products and so on. So for me, being on that type of team, guess what? I'm going out there with a whole lot of confidence. But what we got out of the conference, too, was the fact that I can rely on well, let me back up. We met so many people out there that said, hey, you guys, you know what? Just don't concern yourself with all of the product knowledge. Don't concern yourself with, you know, just a lot of the, just follow the system. And, you know, I should have prefaced all of what I just said with, the system is amazing because I've been online every day looking at what I can expect with that. And from steps, the tools, and all of that stuff, just knowing that and having that in front of me is amazing. But so for you guys to put that together for people like myself, who, again, as I said, is very lean with the insurance end of things, is incredible. And it's having all those arrows in your quiver is amazing. We are so excited to be to get ready to get out there. I've got everything. We're getting everything in line now, and I've got recruits. So we just want to make sure that you guys know that we're excited. And if that doesn't show through the phone here, but we're very, very willing to be teachable, coachable, and to expect some great things. You know, you don't have to tell us. I don't have to hear all this stuff about what you guys have in line and ready for it in the future. I can already feel that. It was what we got from the conference. And so, again, we look forward to being a part of this team. I look forward to learning from all of you guys. And I probably took up all of Kim's time. So forgive us. But, hey, listen, just being a part of this team is a true blessing.
Well, Rick, we appreciate it. I got to talk with you earlier tonight just about this call, and you shared with me. I think that mindset that Nate teaches from the stage, you said that there was a guy that was, he was a young kid, and he was doing your floors, I guess redoing some floors, and before you even got an opportunity, because you thought in your mind, I'm going to talk to this kid about the opportunity, he opened up to you and said that he was looking for something different, and he's going to be coming on board and getting started. So that speaks a lot about who you are. We're sure proud of you guys and appreciate you and look forward to watching you guys grow.
Well, thanks, Molly. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Next group is next couple, just a power couple out of Derek Brock's organization. I got a chance to sit down with them. Her husband's a firefighter. Just an incredible guy, and she is a nurse, and just they love people, but they are fired up about this opportunity and went out and wrote business this week and just are going to, I think, chance to be very good at this. I'll just say it, put it that way. But Katie and Mike, are you guys there? Katie, Mike? I gotta teach you guys how to mute the phone and unmute the phone, I guess. We gotta have a conference call about that. Hello? Well, I'm gonna move on to one of the guys that Nate brought in, this guy that Nate knew for a long time. I got a few minutes to visit with him. Nate knew this guy. He's had a lot of similar background training with Nate. Just a quality guy. Was there at the training. I think it was kind of a last minute deal, and he was there. And so I'm excited to hear just kind of what he learned and what where he's at in this and what he sees for the future here. But Gus, are you available?
Yes, Marlon. How are you?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you. Well, I want you to share with everyone, because I know you've been in tons of training. You've been mentored kind of like the same guy that Nate has, but just kind of what were your thoughts and going forward, you seeing yourself kind of positioned with what we're doing here, kind of what you got out of everything?
I don't know what you're talking about, because I think Nate is from a whole different planet. But, no, I I want to thank you. Thank you all, you know, Brad, Matt, you, Nate, George, Paul, Jen, you know, for allowing me to share a couple minutes with you guys and everybody else on the call. Congratulations to everyone on the top 10. I mean, a lot of those numbers don't really make sense to me just yet because I'm not fully involved just yet. But, you know, I know that you guys are all working hard, you know, and congratulations to all those people that were named on those lists. Looking forward to kicking some of your butts one of these days. No, I actually, you know, had the opportunity to meet Nate a handful of years ago, and we were working in a completely different industry under the you know, our mentor, the gentleman that Yicho was talking about, and we hit it off. I mean, I think the reason why we became friends is because we were the only two single guys in the company. Even though you might want to check with him on his version of the story. But all jokes aside, I had the opportunity to become friends with him, and we worked extremely hard, you know, at the previous business. He went on to become incredibly successful with it, and I went on to just build traditional business. I ran a traditional nutritional store, you know, the store and smoothie shop for quite a number of years. And the thing is, you know, when he first told me about the training, I went, well, yeah, Nate, okay, you know, but what really, what is it that you're going to talk about, you know, that I haven't really heard of yet, you know, because we were trained by the same person. And, you know, he said, well, if anything, just come out, you know, and hang out for a little bit. And so, you know, I did. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. I hadn't seen him in a really long time. I went out there not expecting much, to be honest. And, you know, I just really interested in learning more about the industry and about Symmetry and meeting you guys and whatnot, learn to, you know, how you guys are doing or conducting your business. But I tell you what, I mean, I was completely, completely blown away, and I know I had the opportunity to share this with Nate. And the reason why is because when I first sat on that chair and I saw him do what he was doing, you know, and sharing the information he was sharing, it was literally like seeing my mentor, seeing the gentleman that we learned this information from up in stage. And I was so amazed and really had such an incredible feeling of pride, really. I was so proud of the work that he was doing and the way that he was delivering the information that, you know, the only way I know how to really describe it is it's kind of like if we all had a younger brother or maybe, you know, just a sibling or someone in our family member that joined the military and then they went on to, you know, the special operations training. You know, so that they were, you know, and then afterwards they got shipped out to maybe some war somewhere. And obviously we know what that is like, you know, for most of these special operators, you know, and overseas. But the only way I could describe it is having that sibling, that family member come back, you know, after seeing everything that they've seen and going through everything that they've gone and putting their life in danger, you know, and just going and obviously, you know, keeping them safe. And having them come back being a hero, really, you know, and having that sense of pride and joy and at the same time, you know, just like relief, like you're like, okay, you made it back, brother, you know, or sister, whatever it might be. And, you know, it was just an incredible experience. Obviously, I got a chance to meet all of you. I'm really looking forward to being part of this incredible team. But I tell you one thing, guys, I mean, I know... You know, for the most part, you know, when it comes to trainings and learning, you know, and having to pay for learning for this type of training, I know for me it was a big issue at first, you know, and my mentor always used to say, listen, Gus, I guarantee you that the last time you ever learned something was when you graduated high school. And the reason I say high school is I never went to college, you know, I'm actually a college dropout. But, you know, for some of you, it might be by the time you graduated or finished college. And, you know, at first I remember, you know, when my mentor used to talk about, you know, this type of trainings where we had to go and actually spend money for them, I used to cringe and I used to feel uncomfortable. I always used to feel like, why would I have to pay for this kind of event, for this kind of training, you know? And this is kind of like how I felt in a way, you know, going to the training in Dallas and Texas. And the only thing I could say is think about how much money, you know, a college education actually cost, you know, and versus the results that we get from it. Because I remember going to college, the reason I quit was because most of the people that I saw graduating never really got the jobs that they wanted in the first place. So I saw a lot of people with a degree that ended up waiting tables or doing some other stuff, you know, after spending $30,000, $40,000 in a college education. And so I started changing my views on things, and I started actually attending this type of trainings and seminars and personal growth, personal development events. And I tell you, I mean, in the past 20 years of my life, I probably spend anywhere between an average of like $40,000 to sometimes maybe even close to like $70,000 a year in personal growth and development trainings. But I've made probably 3, 4, 5 times more than I spend in those trainings. And that's, you know, more money than a lot of my college graduates and friends or relatives are making. So, you know, the only thing I could say is, look, we obviously don't know what we don't know. And I would suggest that, you know, everyone just gets themselves to these type of trainings, these events. I mean, the system that they put together, you know, the information that Matt, Brad, obviously Nate, you know, you, Marlon, and Paul, everybody, you know, shared with us, it's really priceless. And I'm really looking forward to being able to apply everything that I've learned. You know, I'm going over my notes on a daily basis, and I'm looking to get my license all right this week and going out there and start applying all the information. But I would suggest that no one misses out on these events. And it's not just because, it's, again, my friend Nate that might be putting them together or anything. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, obviously, becoming the person that we need to be before we get the results we want. You know, I long time ago, I always learned that in order to get the results that we expect, we need to become the person we need to be first, and the results will follow. So,
awesome.
Again, for the time, and I give it back to you, Marlon.
That's good. That's good. Thank you so much, guys. We're excited to watch you grow and be a part of this still. Just another great person. I want to finish up the last two couples, and then I'm going to let Derek take over and finish. Are his brand new agents, and they are quality people, and I think they're ready to jump on board and become a huge part of what we're doing here. But I'll start with you, Katie and Mike. Are you guys on now?
Hi, Marlon. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Michael's at the station, and he unfortunately couldn't get on tonight, so I get
That's
to talk
okay.
a lot about him. No, I'm just
That's
kidding.
Right. Well, yeah, well, just tell us real quick. I know you guys got started literally a week and a half, 2 weeks before training, and you guys were there. You're already out in the front lighting business. You're recruiting. Just tell us what you got out of training and why this is. You think this really is a place for you and what you guys are doing.
Okay, training was amazing. I brought my husband was deer hunting, and my friend Jamie Jarvis brought this opportunity to me, and I didn't have my husband to run it by, you know, to check it out, to find the kit, you know, all that good stuff. So I asked my dad, take a look at this. This looks too good to be true. Will you look at this for me? And the next day he calls me and he says, well, how do you apply to this company? So when my husband came back a couple days later, I had him look at it. And, well, both of them came on. We went down to training. And that's where my husband and I and my dad, we really decided that this is the real deal. That you guys are amazing people up there. We got to hear the stories of how you started, where you guys came from. You've taught us everything that is going to happen in your first week on the job. All the objections you warned us about, they happened. You know, I thought to myself, I can make these calls. It's no problem. Yeah. Everything that you guys warned us about, it happened. People hang up on you. You know, my very first call, I booked the appointment. I was like, oh, this is too easy. Second call, got hung up on, and my husband's like, stay off the SSG roller coaster. Stay off of it. So it's pretty amazing. He, my husband actually just passed his license 2 days after training, and he's already recruited 2 to 3 people that are coming with us this week back down to Dallas, and he's ready. He's on fire. That training absolutely proved that this works. You guys give us the tools. You give us the training. You give us exactly what we need, and all we have to do is go out there and follow the steps. My very first appointment, I wrote 4,800 APV, and that's when I realized, holy cow, this is the real deal. You just have to want it, and you have to just be coachable, teachable. And luckily, we have you and Derek as our mentors, and I'm super excited and blessed to be on the SWAT team. And I just want to give a shout out to Rick, Nick, and Kim. You guys are awesome.
They are. Thank you so much, Kay. They are. Rick and Kim are. They are. We've just got quality people. Katie, you guys get to tear it up. We're so excited to see you guys down in Dallas this week. We're going to finish up the last couple, and then I'm going to hand it off to Derek. Nate calls them excuse busters. You know, 9 kids, both working jobs, found time to recruit and bring 5 people down to training, and they're going to have 10 people plus down to Dallas this week. But Austin and Jamie, are you guys there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, guys, just real quick, just before Derek gets on, just wrap up. Brand new in the business. You get down to training. You've been in tons of trainings before. Just tell us, go through what it meant to you and where we're at, what you guys got out of it.
Okay. Well, like Marlon said, we're Austin and Jamie Jarvis. I just want to say thank you first to Marlon and Derek. Derek, for giving me the phone call, not overlooking me and thinking I was too busy or had things too together or wouldn't be looking for something like this. And then thanks to Marlon for all the time that you put into us already and poured into us and time away from your family. And it doesn't go overlooked and underappreciated. We appreciate everything you guys do. I'm going to let Jamie talk first, and then I'll come back.
Hey, guys. So first of all, I don't know, you talk about everyone here has had some kind of experience and other leadership stuff. Well, that's not true for me. I've been for the last 13 years as a nurse and not really attended any conferences, you know, per se, to prepare me for anything like this. So, I got to say, when I went to Dallas looking at this, you know, I lacked a little bit of confidence. And what I gained there was a tremendous amount of confidence, you know, with the training that you guys provided. I did have some doubts, if I'm going to be honest with you guys and myself. My grandma always told me if something looks too good to be true, then it probably is. So I kind of had that sort of a mentality going into it. But I'm here to tell you all the doubts that I had were just completely obliterated after the conference. It was so awesome to see a panel of tremendous leaders, you know, on the stage. I was really fortunate to be placed in front of you guys. You guys were willing to pull together, share your knowledge, your stories, your hardships, and put all of this in this so that we can have the same success that you do. I didn't know what I was going to get out of the training. All I know is I was told it shouldn't be missed, and I was really glad that I went. So I didn't know a thing about insurance prior to doing this. Thank you, Derek, and thank you, Marlon, for all that the instruction you've given me the past 2-3 weeks. So I gained a lot from hearing the stories. They made it real to me. So when I left there, I just thought, you know, I was just determined. I literally bought my leave in the lobby of the hotel, and I couldn't wait to get back and put what I'd learned into action. So I mean, I don't feel like I did a whole lot, but I did exactly what you guys, you know, taught me to do. It wasn't anything special. I just followed the instructions, and I came back, and I went to the first appointment, and, you know, I left there, and I called Katie, I think, and I'm pretty sure I was in some tears. It was just, you know, I feel like I have a lot riding on this. I'm so thankful for you guys. You guys are great leaders, great mentors. Can't thank you enough. So that's all I have.
I'll add to that. For me, And mine will be more, like Marlon said, I've been to conferences, been to some trainings, things like that. The biggest difference that I saw, I was a little naive going in because I had been to several. I think Derek had mentioned something earlier about that going, but I just figured it was just going to be another one of those conferences with the raw, get you motivated and kick you out the door and light you on fire for a little bit until you flame out, then do it again. The difference that I experienced is the realness of the leaders. Nothing was sugar-coated, and I appreciated that. It made it more real, made it more believable, and really let it sink in more for me. And so out of that, like Jamie said, was more confidence for me in what I'm doing, what I'm promoting, what I'm selling. And the biggest thing for me is from the recruiting standpoint is I felt like instead of me talking to someone because I needed someone to come onto my team or my agency, they needed what I had to offer regardless of how good that they looked like they were doing. And I had to think about myself. When Derek called me, probably easily would have looked at what I was doing and said, you know, he's doing exactly what he wants to do, probably isn't interested. But he went ahead and gave me that call. And like I said, I'm forever indebted to that. But now whenever I talk to someone, I can sincerely talk to them from a standpoint of, I know what I'm offering you is better than what you have. And going into training, I didn't have that confidence. I was doing exactly, or trying to do exactly what Marlon and Derek was telling us to do. But the confidence level, I felt like I was confident. But when I left the training, I knew that my confidence level was up at least 100% in what I was doing. So immediately coming out, those people that looked like they were super successful, maybe didn't need this, was the first priorities on my list to call. Instead of targeting I've always targeted the sharper people, but we were looking for those people that, you know, maybe were super sharp, but maybe underachieving, or we felt like they were underachieving, or maybe they were in between careers and looking for the right opportunity to contact them to see if they were looking. And still I call back, I've talked to at least four people that make easily in the six-figure range right now, and two of them will be coming down to Dallas this Thursday with us and are extremely excited about what we've offered them and what they're going to be a part of. And those people easily could have overlooked them and discounted them because I didn't think that they needed what we had. So for me coming out, that was the big thing, is a different mindset, a mindset shift of that I have what they need, I don't need them. So I could go on and on. I know Rick mentioned something earlier, why I feel like I'm in the right place is the team, the family atmosphere. I'm an ex-athlete, and I love being a part of a team. Knowing that I have support and we can, you know, live life together eventually and build our dreams together, that's what I want to be a part of. I don't want to be old and lonely with a lot of money. I want friends to spend it with.
That's good. Excuse busters. Good night. That's phenomenal. Well, I appreciate everything that everyone's talked about tonight. Just to hear from people other than Matt, Brad, Nate, and Marlon about what they get out of training. And I know it's right at 9 o'clock, but, you know, if you got to go. But I definitely owe it to this gentleman to let him talk about that. He, you know, we're going to push this month to help him become the next manager of the SWAT team. And we'll probably be one of the best in the business when he gets going. Just really, I can honestly say one of the best guys I know. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But just want you to share, Derek, whatever you want to share, brother. This is your deal, your call, and you're building this, and we're excited for you. So go ahead and wrap us up and give it to us.
All right. Thank you, brother. Well, first of all, Marlon, you don't owe me anything. This is a man, I don't even know what to say, you know, about what you've done for me and my family. And, listen, Marlon is the unsung hero of the SWAT team. You know, he doesn't get, the spotlight, and that's okay, because Matt and Brad and Nate were kind of the team that collaborated to put this, together, our training system and all that. And with the help from Paul Honeycutt and Edward Pritchett input, we're part of a phenomenal world class hierarchy of management. And because of the great leaders, the superstars in line ahead of him, so to speak, I want everybody to understand that Marlon is a superstar, and he's a game changer and an impact player in life. And as Brad talked about earlier, I've not seen anybody, grow and just do a 180 like Marlon has. And God's done a tremendous work in his life and in his family, and their life is nowhere near what it was 2 years ago. And that is so exciting, and seeing what God has done in their family inspires me and grows my faith. And it inspires me to do great things with this business opportunity, because this was a big piece of the puzzle for them. The financial part of the stress equation in their life got eliminated, but it didn't get eliminated just because God dropped it in Marlon's lap. God brought an opportunity across his path, but he grabbed it with both hands and went all in, and that's the difference. We've got a team of amazing people coming on, amazing team of people already in place. We're an impact team, even if we don't continue to grow. But we are going to continue to grow because of the great people that we have in place, and the heart of the great people that we have in place, and the whys and the what motivates all of us together. We're having so much fun with this because it's just so awesome on so many levels, and I'm going to talk from the standpoint of faith here for a minute, just because that's where I come from, and we have an atmosphere here where we can be who we are and we can be wide open, as a Christ follower, that's where I come from, and everything that I do and look at is through the lens of the guidance of the Spirit of Christ in me. And so, having said that, I know that we serve a God of action, and God does great things through the lives of people who are willing to take action. And having a great opportunity is an awesome blessing. But if you don't grab it and run with it, then it's nobody's fault but yours if you fail to do great things. And the Bible says that faith without works is dead. And the same is true with this opportunity. If you don't grab it and run with it, then you're going to miss it. And if you will grab it and run with it and just go and trust the system that's in place, because 100% of my success to this point, which is minimal, my success is Marlon's success. And vicariously, Marlon's success is my success, because my goal in this business is to make Marlon a superstar, to do our part. My team, I want my team to be the big driving force through making, giving Marlon a platform to share his story, because his story will impact lives. And so that is what motivates us, outside of, in addition to what it will do for us and our families through helping other families get protection and all the things that Symmetry is about. So, we've got to, I too, like so many people have said, I love recruiting to this opportunity because, as Austin just said, I can look people in the eye and know. I knew that Austin loved coaching baseball. He's a high school head baseball coach, and that's what he loves to do. And he'll probably never stop doing that, nor do I want him to. But an opportunity is still there. Austin loves to win, and to be able to call him and know that hey, if you're open to something, this can still, even with your schedule and as crazy as your life is, this can still benefit you. This can still change your life in so many positive ways and change the life of your wife. And it just, it's such a fun opportunity to share with people because of what we do and because the system is in place. So my number one mantra with people is that if you're new on the call, I'm looking you in the eye over the phone. Trust the system that these guys have put in place. This is the environment you can win in. There's no guesswork. You choose to win here. And that is one of the most powerful truths that you'll ever come across. To have the opportunity to name your price. You know, I interviewed a guy just a couple of days ago, and that's one of the things I told him. That's one of the things I tell everybody. This particular conversation stood out to me, stands out to me, because, you know, being able to tell him, knowing what he makes, that, hey, listen, you could name your price here. How much money do you want to make? And we can show you the formula for how to make that happen. And so I continue to just trip over myself in gratitude and just in awe of what this opportunity is and what it means for so many people, how it's changed our life already and is changing, the options that we have, the different things that God has placed on our heart that we want to have impact in other areas of life that we simply couldn't do without the kind of opportunity financially that Symmetry has offered us and the SWAT team, even more specifically, because Symmetry is great, but what the SWAT team has, what these guys have allowed us to do with the Symmetry system is just mind-boggling. And I know that, again, if you're new, you don't fully appreciate and understand that yet, and that's okay. So my encouragement to you is stick around long enough to develop an appreciation for what these guys have done for us and for what it can do for your family. And it's going to be a wild, fun ride to continue to see who grabbed a hold of this and runs with it. My desire is that everybody would allow their life to be changed by pulling themselves into this business. And again, if you don't choose to, that's okay. Those of us who have chosen to win are going to have a heck of a good time in the years to come. And so my mentors, I love you guys, and I'm eternally grateful and indebted to you. And I want to do my part, and everybody who comes behind me, so to speak, I want us to all be pulling on the same rope to continue to give you guys a platform to impact lives the way you've impacted ours.
Oh, I think that says it all, brother. I just appreciate you. Who knew 2.5 years ago, or 2 years ago, when Nate called me up, when I thought my marriage was over. I wasn't the man I was supposed to be. I wasn't the husband I was supposed to be. Who knew that 2 years later we'd be here when I came to borrow $300 for me to pay my electric bill. Just super proud of you and just the opportunity. I'm forever grateful to my mentors, Nate, and Matt and Brad, and Paul, and Edward. So if you guys want it, it's for the taking. Brad, did you want to close us up? Are we good?
Well, I mean, if everyone on the phone has not gotten the idea that you're at the right place at the right time, I mean, oh my goodness, I am so proud of everybody that was on the call tonight. Just the vision that everybody got. I mean, it's just it couldn't have been planned. It couldn't have been strategized the way that the conference went a few days ago. You know, we are at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. And that's what's different. That's what's unique for me. I've been a part of other opportunities that sounded good, and maybe it was the right time, but it was never the right people. You know, I never felt good about who I was in business with. And Marlon and Derek and everybody else on the phone tonight, what I feel so privileged with is the fact that I'm in business with the right people. All of you on the phone tonight, your heart is right, your intentions are right, and I'm just so excited about growing over the next year, 5 years, 10 years with all of you. So, you know, I don't think there's anything else I could add Marlon that would add any value. So, you know, I would just say congratulations to everybody that had such a great week last week, a great month, and let's just continue to grow together and, you know, have a great November. Let's push for Derek to hit agency manager. So thank you guys. We went a little bit late, but appreciate everybody, and have a good night, and God bless.